Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This is our first show in September 2007, and September is a crucial month for our kgov.com website, which reaches around the world to Christians and unbelievers, many of whom find the Lord while listening to the programs there. That's kgov, kgov.com. But before we talk about why this is an important month, today's news includes a report of crimes committed by U.S. soldiers against civilians in Iraq. That, of course, is a tragedy. And then we can talk about our own. So that's the news. And then our own BEL analysis, that when the rules break, the people break, and our military carries overseas the general immorality and lawlessness prevalent here in America. And that is a great tragedy, but of course it is utterly predictable and even expected. Also, according to a report in today's Rocky Mountain News, science has confirmed that more so than women, men go for looks when choosing a mate. Wow, how is that for a news flash? Hot off the presses. See, you got to read the Rocky Mountain News to stay up on this stuff. Men, more so than women, men go for looks when choosing a mate. Wow, I wonder how much they spent to figure that one out. Let's see. Too bad the Rocky Mountain News and the Denver Post and USA Today and the media generally, and even much of the conservative and even Christian media, too bad the media generally doesn't do more reporting on the basics of what makes up news. Like, for example, the efforts to uphold God's commands. In the Ten Commandments, four of the ten provide the foundation for a nation's criminal code. Four of the Ten Commandments. Not all of the Ten Commandments have to do with the criminal code. I don't know if you've ever thought that through, but here at Bob and Yurt Live, we've been not only thinking that through, but teaching it for over 15 years. But four of the Ten Commandments, for example, honor your father and your mother, that's not part of the criminal code. That's not part of the criminal code. And keep the Sabbath, that's not part of the criminal code. In fact, that was a sign of God's covenant with Israel, as the Bible says explicitly. But the four of the Ten Commandments that form the foundation of a valid criminal code are: do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, and do not bear false witness. Those four. And you know why the media tends to downplay these? Because they don't agree with them. That's why. If they do stories on these issues, it's the opposite. If they do a story on adultery, it's why it's not so bad, or how it could spice up a marriage, or why it should be legal, which, by the way, as far as we can tell, virtually none of our major national ministries disagree with Hillary, Hollywood, the humanist, and the homosexuals on that issue, that adultery should be legal today. It was a crime for 3,500 years, just recently decriminalized, and our Christian ministries, because they have succumbed gradually but steadily to secular humanism and moral relativism, they actually believe, when you ask them, which is difficult because they're not easy to communicate with, our major national Christian ministries, they're somewhat protected behind the walls of their own institutions. And they might have radio shows, but they're not really the format in which you could question or challenge the worldview of these ministries. But at any rate, regarding something like adultery, when you question them, they basically will answer that it's your right. It's a sin to commit adultery, but it's your right. People have the right to pornography, to produce pornography, to commit homosexual acts, to fornicate, to commit adulterous acts, but it's a sin and we need to pray for them. What they forget is that these things are all crimes, and when you have a nation where the Christian leaders think you have the right to produce pornography and commit fornication and adultery and homosexual acts, when the Christian leaders think that that's what the law should affirm, that the law should legitimize those crimes, then of course you're going to have a complete moral meltdown, which will include the Christians going to the Bible churches and the fundamentalist churches and the evangelical churches. And so that's what we have. And so we need more reporting of the basics, specifically on upholding God's commands. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, and do not bear false witness. Those are the foundations. Those four commands are the foundation of a nation's criminal code. In fact, all of their civil government. Okay. So over the past years here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have taught this, we've presented it, we've enabled thousands of people over the years to explain this to others and to try to re-secure the Christian worldview of the body of Christ, because it's been lost pretty much. And also over the years, we have had annual telethons with goals, and we have met those goals. And I, every time we have, I have been humbled, and we've been so thankful to you, so many of our listeners who have come through and helped us meet our goals. So I'm going to announce what our goal is right now here at Bob and Yurt Live, our annual September KGov telethon goal. This is the telethon to help us stay on the internet for the next year at KGov, KGOV.com. And the goal is that we would raise $20,000. $20,000. And the way this will happen, if it does, it will be with your help. And this is extraordinarily important to us here at Bob and Yurt Live. So you can support us online. You could go to our website, KGov, KGOV.com, and click on the store and donate and make a one-time or a monthly donation. Or you can call us. We have operators standing by right now. How many operators do we have standing by? One. Okay, so we have an operator standing by. The phone number is 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. We have half of our staff is out of state. You know, people are busy around here. Half of our staff is out of state right now. But if you call and it goes to voicemail, please leave your name and phone number, and we will be happy to get back to you. But that's 1-800-836-9278. If you give a one-time gift, say, I'm calling for the telethon, and I'd like to make this donation, this gift, then it will go toward that $20,000, that goal. If you make a monthly pledge, or if you subscribe to any of our BEL services, we have really exciting monthly services, then we will take that monthly amount and multiply it by 10 and put it toward the $20,000 goal. So if someone called in and said, I want to kick off the telethon and here's $500 or $1,000. Wow, that would be big, huh? There's probably somebody out there who could say, hey, I want to start this off and give 10% or 25% of the goal. There's probably somebody out there who could do it. And if you could, boy, talk about helping us and with an encouraging shot in the arm to meet this goal and move on with the business and the outreach of Bob and Yurt Live. That would be tremendous. To do that, of course, you can call us at 1-800-836-9278. So one-time gift, which is so much needed and very appreciated, that will be applied directly toward the goal of $20,000. And a monthly gift, if somebody calls up and says, I want to make a $100 a month donation. Now that, of course, would be extraordinary. Or somebody might say, I want to give $50 a month. Or I'd like to give $25 a month to Bob and Yurt Live. Then we would multiply that by 10. So $50 a month, it would apply as $500 toward the goal. And people say, why 10? Why not 12? Because we don't know how long somebody's going to keep a subscription current. It might be 6 months. It might be 6 years. So we're grateful for whatever people pledge and whatever they give. And sometimes their finances change. Sometimes they say, I'd like to up it. Sometimes people have to cancel. So those are our goals. And I want to talk about some of our accomplishments since last year, some of the things we have done, and those who gave last year, what your financial gifts have been used for. And these are just a few of the things, but these certainly are extraordinary. So again, if you can help with this, that's 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. NYART is spelled ENYART, 836-9278. Okay. Now, some of the accomplishments since last year, aside from listing the debates we've had, the interviews, some of the shows that the science shows, and giving publicity to some of the just extraordinary finds that support the young earth, Christian biblical worldview, and creation and against evolution. Aside from that, I'd like to start out by reading a letter we got today. Now, I haven't promoted this telethon. Most shows, networks would do that. They'll spend a couple weeks using up their airtime telling you about the telethon coming up. And we value every second of airtime and use as much as we possibly can to get the Christian worldview out over this radio show and our website at kgov.com. So we do very few commercials. We spend very little time asking people to make donations, for example. So we didn't talk about this, but we just happened to get this letter today. And let's see. Hi, Bob. Our names are Terry and Angie Dryden. Terry and Angie Dryden. And Terry and I listen to your show. That means this is being written by Angie. Terry and I listen to your show from our home in New Brunswick, Canada. Hey, that's pretty cool, right? So the radio signal doesn't go that far. How far is that? That's over 2,000 miles away. Over 2,000 miles away. But the internet goes around the world. So we've had, what, twice in the last couple of weeks, people in the Armed Forces Europe getting our materials. That's pretty cool. So we ship them overseas. And, of course, they listen and keep up with this ministry over the internet at kgov.com. So our names are Terry and Angie Dryden. They listen from their home in New Brunswick, Canada. We heard the truth about America's partial birth abortion ruling from you, and we passed it on to my mother, Patsy. Let's see, this is Angie's mother, Patsy Bowers, who lives in the U.S. in the Midwest. Okay, that's pretty cool, right? Well, my mother wrote a letter to the editor and sent it to over 50 newspapers, including at least one in every state. That's pretty cool. Wow, Angie, you got a cool mom. The letter was printed in at least one paper that we found out about. And also, Mom is the women's ministry director at her church, a Mount Zion Wesleyan church. And she received permission from her church board to have an event this Saturday, September 8th, to expose this ruling to her church, this Gonzales v. Carhart partial birth abortion ruling, to her church and to her local community. So the goal of the mom is to let everybody know how evil this ruling is. And they ask for permission. Terry and Angie ask for permission, and including their mom, to use material off our kgov.com website including our abortion talking points. That's in the writing section, Bob's writings of the website. Sure, guys, of course you have permission to use that. It's an honor for you to use that. The abortion talking points regarding rape, incest, and the life of the mother. And also, could we use your updated list of the leaders who are condemning the partial birth abortion ruling? Absolutely. So that's pretty encouraging. And that's good timing, right? This letter coming in today. And you see how the truth takes time to get around. It's been said that a lie travels twice around the world before truth can get its pants on. So who said that? Was that Churchill? Sounds like Churchill. At any rate, yeah, it takes time to get the truth out, but the truth is powerful. It resonates with people who are looking for the truth, who want to know the truth and proclaim it. And the truth shall set you free. And the truth, for example, regarding sexual morality, Christian leaders by the thousands have bought in to the secular humanist lie that sexual immorality should be legal. And so there is no longer a foundation. There is no longer a foundation for public morality. Can you follow that? Think that through. When you ask Christian young people, should pornography be legal? They can't even process that question. Should homosexuality be legal? Of course it should be legal, they'll tell you. Why do they think that? Their pastors think that. Why do their pastors think that? Because Dr. James Dobson thinks that. Why does he think that? Because he's heard it from Tom Minery, their VP of Public Policy, and from Jay Sekulow, and from Concerned Women for America, Beverly LaHaye. And you could go around the whole list of leaders over the last 15 years. They're all confused. And you can trace it pretty well. National Right to Life, about a quarter of a century ago, they launched out on a strategy of secular humanism, legal positivism, of trading away a child's inalienable right to life, his God-given right to life, for some political victory. And you can't do that because you don't have the right. God gave that child his right to life. You didn't. And so you don't have the standing or the right to trade it away. Like Dr. Dobson said, I will never again vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. Remember he said that back in 1990? At Focus on the Family, they have replayed that clip on their visitors tour 10,000 times over. They still do. Except that Dr. Dobson now does everything he can possibly do to support, for example, the Bush administration, which supports killing many innocent children. He said, I will never again vote for a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And George W. Bush supports killing all kinds of kids. That's why he did not support South Dakota's total ban on abortion. He refrained from supporting that ban, and it came so close to passing. He could have used his bully pulpit, his position as the nation's commander-in-chief of our military, and the president, and the head of the executive branch, and the chief law enforcement official. He could have used that to try to pass this law that came close to passing. But he supports killing some kids. Why? Well, in his heart of hearts, probably he thinks it makes him more palatable, more popular. So James Dobson said, I will never again support, except that he does support. And in what could be considered an insult to Ronald Reagan, Dr. Dobson said that George W. Bush is the most pro-life president in the history of America. And in fact, that's got to be an insult to quite a few of our presidents who never, ever, ever gave support for killing even a single unborn child. And Ronald Reagan, for example, who was pro-life. So So at any rate, we have a crisis in the body of Christ. And when we think about the accomplishments of Bob and Yurt Live since last year, well, just about a month ago, we received an endorsement from one of our resources, a DVD called Focus on the Strategy. And it's from a Milwaukee pastor who showed it to his congregation Sunday morning in place of the sermon. And he said that Bob Enyart's Focus on the Strategy is the most important message for the body of Christ in the last century. That's a pretty big endorsement. That was Focus on the Strategy. So people, and that we didn't do that in the last year. We did that 2 years ago. And Christians around the country have said similar things, although not that succinct and powerful. Well, then it turns out that the sequel, Focus on the Strategy 2, according to so many Christian leaders, is even more powerful, more riveting, more crucial, and vital to the body of Christ. Focus on the Strategy 2, that DVD. And boy, has that been powerful in helping Christians understand what it means to have a Christian worldview and to honor God as we seek to influence public policy. And then there was the extraordinary event, 40 years in the wilderness at the Capitol in Denver, Colorado, 40 years to the day after our Republican governor signed America's first abortion law for rape, incest, and the health of the mother. So that was a great tragedy 40 years ago, and I had the honor of being part of that extraordinary event. And then we launched our open letter project to Dr. Dobson. And that has helped thousands of Christians recommit themselves to honoring God as they fight the evils in our nation. Because it's really easy to get sidetracked and think that you're honoring God when you're really honoring a political party or a certain party platform or a certain campaign. And you just sort of assume that, well, whatever this party says must be honoring God. So you switch your loyalty, and all of a sudden you're loyal to man's rules and man's agreements and man's process rather than loyal to God and honoring him and his enduring commands. And so our goal is to teach as many Christians as we can that we honor God above all else. And then we fight the political battle. And so then as we fight the political battle, we are not undermining the foundation of the body of Christ or the foundation of morality among Christians. Because that's a real risk. You win a battle and you lose the war. You win a battle and you lose the war. And that's what many Christians have been doing. So our accomplishments have included also the part we played in the hospitality suite at the National Right to Life annual convention. That was back a couple months ago in Kansas City, where hundreds of pro-life activists were convinced that the partial birth abortion ruling that they were celebrating was brutally wicked, and that they have been misinformed, and that they need to recommit themselves to honoring God's enduring command, do not murder. That was just a tremendous success. We went in there, and for example, the local pro-life leader in Kansas City met us when we showed up, and he said he's really rather tentative about our efforts and wanted to see what our arguments were. He watched the video, Focus on the Strategy, and it utterly compelled him to make a commitment. It compelled him to make a commitment to honor God above all other political considerations. By the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. 836-9278. If you could help us out with this telethon, which is just so vital for us to keep Bob and Yurt Live on the internet for another year, that's 1-800-8-N-Y-A-R-T, my last name, E-N-Y-A-R-T, Bob Enyart. And if you dial that on the phone, it's 1-800-836-9278. And our last accomplishment that I want to announce is, it's actually for something that's coming up in November. But with all the support we have for it already, it's an accomplishment already. And it's this. We are creating an alternative organization to National Right to Life. And we, here at Bob and Yurt Live, we don't have the ability to do that. We're too small. We don't have enough influence. So we have joined with other pro-life Christians, with leaders from around the country, and Christian leaders in Colorado, Brian Rohrbaugh, Columbine Dad, and Leslie Hanks, Colorado Right to Life, basically, is hosting a pro-life leaders summit in November, a two-day summit. And it, so far, invitations have gone out to about 30 national leaders. These are leaders, regional leaders, leaders in states, people who are known because they're talk show hosts or authors, columnists, heads of pro-life ministries. And so far, 19 leaders have RSVP'd that they will be there. And I think 12 of those are from out of state. So there are 7 Colorado Christian leaders who will be there so far, and 12 from out of state. And we're expecting quite a few more to RSVP. I'm announcing this publicly in the middle of the invitations going out and people trying to figure out if they could work it into their schedule. So that's going to be in the middle of November, a two-day pro-life leader summit with the goal of creating an alternative national organization, an alternative to National Right to Life. And that is ambitious and it is vital, because National Right to Life has become a secular humanist organization. It's no longer identifiable as Christian. How many times have they supported pro-choice Republicans because their commitment is to the Republican Party first and to God's enduring command, do not murder, second? All right, so if you can help us, please do. And lifecommercials.com, they have a golf tournament coming up, Tournament for Life. That's going to be great. And Colorado Right to Life's banquet on the 22nd. If you can be there, please let us know. And Maranatha Christian Center, what a great school.